Governor Scott's gun safety proposal has several key points. For example, an at-risk person who has a mental illness who was involuntarily committed must surrender all firearms and must wait 60 days before petitioning a court to regain that right. It also raises the age for a person to buy a gun.
We will require all individuals purchasing firearms to be 21 or older. There will be exceptions for active duty and reserve military and spouses, National Guard members, and law enforcement. Next, we will prohibit a person from possessing or purchasing a firearm if they are subject to an injunction for protection against stalking, cyber stalking, dating violence, repeat violence, sexual violence, or domestic violence.
Given what's been going on around the state where kids have been threatening schools via social media, Scott's plan hopes to address that. And he wants a bump stocks ban as well. Used in past mass shootings, bump stocks are add-ons that can allow a semi-automatic weapon to fire like an automatic weapon with the pull of a single trigger.
We will establish enhanced criminal penalties for threats to schools, like social media threats of shootings or bombings. We'll also enhance penalties if any person possesses or purchases a gun after they have been deemed by state law to not have access to a gun. And we will completely ban the purchase or sale of bump stocks.
Scott's plan also calls for metal detectors, bulletproof glass, and steel doors. Similar to the Florida legislature, Scott's proposal includes about $500 million toward mental health funding initiatives and aims to enhance school safety.
Today, I'm calling for a mandatory law enforcement officer in every public school. These law enforcement officers must either be sworn sheriff's deputies or police officers and be present during all hours students are on campus. The size of the campus should be a factor in determining staff levels by the county sheriff's office. And I am proposing at least one law enforcement officer for every 1,000 students. This must be implemented by the start of the 2018 school year.
But one main area of difference between lawmakers and the governor is arming teachers. Governor Scott says he's against it.
I disagree with arming the teachers. My focus is on bringing in law enforcement. I think you need to have individuals that are trained, well-trained.
But House Speaker Richard Corcoran says the House and Senate proposal will include a provision that allows certain teachers to carry firearms on school grounds.
What it includes is the most robust first of its kind of any of the 50 states system where we say if you are a licensed law enforcement officer who has been trained and has the credential hours to be a law enforcement officer and you're a certified teacher, yes, that person who's duly hired as a teacher from the superintendent, as a law enforcement officer from the sheriff, yes, they can carry guns as a school resource officer can in the school system. It's the first of its kind, and it is the absolutely, in my opinion, the game changer in this legislation.
Still, some gun control advocates say enhancing background checks and an assault weapons ban needs to happen. But Senate President Joe Negron says when it comes to the ban, they can only do what's allowed in law.
I think that there's a delicate balance, and even in difficult times, we have to follow the Constitution. We have to show fidelity to the Constitution. It's my view that a proposal that would have outlawed a particular type of weapon would fall into the area of being an unconstitutional taking from law-abiding citizens and wouldn't directly address the underlying causes.
But Orlando Democratic Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith is not buying it, citing a court case.
After 21 first graders were murdered in their first grade classroom, the Connecticut legislature stepped up and they banned assault weapons. Who sued? Well, the gun lobby sued. Of course they did. Of course they dragged them to court. Every single court that took up that case upheld the constitutionality of an assault weapons ban. So this idea that we are violating the Second Amendment by making sure that everyday civilians don't have access to weapons of mass destruction, which is what military-style assault weapons are, is absurd. This is what people are demanding.
Still, in the Connecticut case, the High Court did say the AR-15 is protected under the Second Amendment. Meanwhile, according to the agenda calendar, the Senate could soon take up its gun safety proposals as soon as Monday. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.